Moonlit Jungle, Airhorn hit offset for Pirate Radio Energy in Ableton Live 12. Alright, welcome in. Today we're doing one of those tiny jungle details that makes a track feel instantly more alive, the Raga air horn, but not the perfect on the grid air horn. We're going for that Pirate Radio Energy, like a selector or hype MC just slammed the button in real time. Slightly late, slightly messy, super vibey and still locked to the groove. By the end, you'll have a simple little Raga horn setup you can drop into any drum and bass project. A horn in simpler, a couple timing tricks for late hits and micro flams, and a clean Ableton stock FX chain for radio grit and dubby space. Let's build it together. First, choose the right sample and load it correctly. Create a new MIDI track, then drag your air horn sample onto it so it loads into simpler. In simpler, set the mode to one shot. For trigger, choose gate. In practice, this keeps it feeling responsive, and you don't have to overthink note length too much. And turn warp off for now. We want the horn to stay punchy and natural, not time stretched. Quick teacher note, shorter, bright horns tend to sell the button slam vibe better. If your horn is a long, droning thing, it can still work, but you'll need to shape it more so it doesn't smear over the drums. Now, before we even talk about offsets, we have to tighten the sample start. This is the secret to making late feel intentional instead of sloppy. Go into simpler's controls and nudge the start forward just a little to remove any dead air. Even 1 to 10 milliseconds matters. If you leave silence at the front of the sample, then when you make it late, it feels like it's late twice. Late note plus slow sample start. Add a tiny fade in, like 0 to 2 milliseconds, just to avoid clicks. Fade out only if you need it. Next, program a basic on-grid placement so you have a reference. Make a one-bar MIDI clip. Put a single horn hit somewhere classic. You've got a few DNB-friendly spots. The first beat of a drop, the last beat before a drop, or the end of a phrase like the last beat of bar 16. Keep your grid at 1/16 for the moment and just get something in there that feels like, yep, that's the moment. Because here's the thing. You can't mix something tastefully off-grid until you know what on-grid feels like in your specific groove. Now we do the main trick, the Pirate Radio late hit offset. Method A is the easiest and honestly the most educational. Nudge the MIDI note. Zoom in on the MIDI editor. Set the grid to 1/64, or just turn the grid off temporarily so you can drag freely. Now take that horn note and move it slightly late. Start with +10 to +25 milliseconds. That's the zone where it sounds human and exciting. If you want more rowdy MC just reacted to the snare, try +30 to +45 milliseconds. But check yourself. If you get up around 50, 60, 70 milliseconds late, it starts to sound like a timing error, not swagger. The sweet spot is late enough to feel like a person, not late enough to feel like a mistake. Extra coach note, while you're doing this, work in milliseconds, but listen in feel. Ableton shows bars and beats, so here's a nice trick. Duplicate your clip and make three versions. One at +12 milliseconds, one at +22, one at +32. Then you can /B them quickly and pick the one that talks best with your drums. Also, the amount of offset depends on where the horn lands. If it's on beat one of a drop, you can often get away with a bigger late hit because it feels massive, like a reaction. If it's at the end of a bar, like beat four, the same lateness can feel like it missed the phrase. For end-of-bar callouts, try smaller offsets like +8 to +18 milliseconds. Method B is track delay. This feels more like you're treating the horn as a live element. Open the track's mixer section and find track delay. Set it to +10 milliseconds for subtle, +20 for that Pirate Radio feel, +35 if you want it borderline chaotic. One warning, track delay affects everything on that track. So if you plan to add multiple Raga effects like horn, siren, gunshot, it's usually better to keep each one on its own track. Single-purpose tracks save you from accidental timing and FX problems later. Method C is using groove. This is great if you want movement without hand-editing every note. Pick a groove you like. An MPC-style shuffle works fine, and apply it lightly to the horn clip. Keep timing around 10 to 20, random around 5 to 10. If you like the result, you can commit it so it becomes the new MIDI timing. This is also a great trick if you want the drums to stay tight, but the horn to feel like it's floating around the pocket. Now let's make it feel like an actual button slam, the micro flam and double tap. Duplicate your horn note. Then move the duplicate 10 to 30 milliseconds later than the first. Lower the duplicate velocity by 10 to 30%. That's the key. Same timing, but slightly quieter, so it reads like excitement instead of clutter. Try not to do this constantly. A good jungle habit is to reserve flams for phrase endings, like every 8 or 16 bars, so it feels like someone getting hyped at the right moments. There's also a slick advanced variation if you want. Add a quiet ghost pre-hit before the main horn. Duplicate the note and move it 30 to 60 milliseconds earlier. Then make it very quiet, like 10 to 20% velocity, and high-pass it aggressively. That can create this illusion of hand hits button. Circuit wakes up, without sounding like two obvious horns. Next, control the horn's length so it doesn't step on your snare. In Simpler's amp envelope, set sustain to 0%, then use decay and release to shape the tail. Decay somewhere around 250 to 700 milliseconds is a nice range depending on your sample. Release around 50 to 150 milliseconds. Your goal is simple. The horn punctuates. It should not smear into the next snare. In drum and bass, the snare is sacred. Everything makes space for it. Now we add radio grit using stock Ableton devices. Put these on the horn track in this order. Start with EQ8. High pass the horn somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz to get rid of low mud. If it needs more bite, do a gentle boost in the 2 to 5K range. If it's harsh, a small dip around 7 to 9K can calm it down. Then add saturator. Set it to soft clip. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and trim the output so you don't get fooled by louder equals better. You want attitude, not surprise peaks. Optional. Add redux for a little pirate crunch. Downsample around 2 to 6, and keep it subtle, like 5 to 20% dry slash wet. If you go too hard, it turns into a special effect, which is fine but only if that's your intention. Then auto filter for movement. Band pass or low pass works great. You can use a small envelope amount so each hit has a little talk at the front, or automate the filter frequency like a DJ hand riding in a cue. If you want it to really sound like it's coming from a battered radio or PA speaker, here's a quick sound design combo. Band pass it with EQ8, then try overdrive with the tone focused in the 3 to 6K area, then add cabinet with a small cab, low dry slash wet like 10 to 30%. Instant speaker box character. Also, keep the dry horn more centered. Use utility and narrow the width to around 60 to 90% if it's too wide. If you want stereo excitement, get it from your delay return, not from widening the dry horn itself. That keeps it sounding like a mono broadcast blasting through the system. Now, dubby space without washing out the mix. Instead of putting reverb and delay directly on the horn track, create two return tracks. Return A is dub delay. Add echo. Set the time to 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback around 20 to 35%. Filter it. High pass around 250 Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K, and because it's on a return, keep dry slash wet at 100%. Return beat is dark room. Add hybrid reverb. Choose a small room style. Decay around 0.6 to 1.4 seconds. Pre-delay 10 to 25 milliseconds so the reverb doesn't blur the transient. And high pass around 200 to 400 Hz. Now send the horn to these modestly. For echo, somewhere around minus 18 to minus 10 dB is a typical range. For reverb, minus 24 to minus 14. The exact number doesn't matter as much as the concept. You want the horn to stay punchy up front, with space as an aftertaste. And here's an arrangement power move, the one-hit delay throw. In arrangement view, automate the echo send so it spikes just for one horn hit, then immediately returns. That gives you the classic shout and it trails off into space moment without drowning the whole section. Next, we'll protect the snare with a light sidechain. On the horn track, add compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your snare track, or your drum group if that's easier. Set ratio around 2 to 1. Attack 5 to 15 milliseconds, release 60 to 140. You only want about 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction when the snare hits. This isn't to make the horn pump. It's just a polite little duck so the snare always wins. Another coach tip. Even with sidechain, try not to place the horn start exactly on top of the snare transient. Give yourself a safety pocket. A reliable move is placing the horn 10 to 30 milliseconds after the snare, like it's reacting. Or, if you want a preempt vibe, place it 20 to 40 milliseconds before the snare. Just don't stack them perfectly unless you truly want that clean. Now let's talk arrangement, because timing tricks mean nothing if you spam the horn. Think like a selector. Rare. Intentional. Phrase-based. Try a drop call. Horn on the first downbeat of the drop, but offset late by 15 to 25 milliseconds so it feels like someone reacting as the drop lands. Try 8-bar punctuation, at the last bar of every 8, maybe on beat 4 or just before the bar flips. Try fill hype, do a flam horn right before a drum fill. And if you want to get iconic later, a rewind moment, horn plus a tape stop effect and a quick silence. That's advanced, but it's a classic move. Roll of thumb. If your horn is hitting more often than your snare, it's too much. The horn is seasoning, not the meal. Let's do a quick mini practice exercise so you lock this in. Build an 8-bar loop with a basic D and B beat, a rolling bass, whatever tempo you're working at. Now add 3 horn hits. 1. On grid as your reference. 2. The same kind of placement, but plus 20 milliseconds late. 3. A double tap flam, where the second hit is plus 18 milliseconds and lower velocity. Then make it musical. Give hit 2 a bit more echo send. And for hit 3, automate a big echo send throw just for that moment. Bounce the loop and listen away from the screen. Ask yourself, does it feel like a person is reacting to the groove? Or does it feel like MIDI programming? If it still feels programmed, try slightly less velocity on the late hits, or reduce the offset a touch on end of bar placements.